Now, a growing number of teachers are becoming brand ambassadors for the technology they use in their classrooms. Teachers who have a big following on social media are being courted by companies like Apple, Google, and Microsoft. You might have seen this recent TV ad featuring a New Jersey teacher promoting Windows 10 and its digital pen.
I can actually see my lines when I'm shading in. I can change the weight, drawing directly on my screen. I couldn't do this on my Mac. All of my kids are performers too, and I'm trying to bring the best performance out of them that I can.
Corporate influence on teachers is raising concerns about a potential conflict of interest. Natasha Singer recently wrote about this as part of a series on how the tech industry is influencing public schools. She's a technology reporter for the New York Times business section. Natasha, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
So on a basic level, tell us what are teacher brand ambassadors? What does that mean?
So there's two things going on. One is that there are a number of teachers who are becoming brands in their own right by, you know, as you said, being on Twitter, speaking at conferences. And when they get to a certain level, they are courted by tech companies to represent the company's brands. And these ambassador programs, we found that several dozen startups have these programs. And they basically ask teachers to use certain products, whether it's like a math app or a 3D printer in their classroom, and to give the companies feedback about how to improve the product. And then also they engage the teachers to promote the app or the 3D printer, to spread the word to their colleagues on social media, to blog about it, and to go to these huge national conferences attended by tens of thousands of teachers and give presentations about what's so great about these products.
Is this the kind of thing where the teacher enters into a contract with the tech company agreeing to promote them?
Many companies have actual contracts, and the teachers are signing things like non-disclosure agreements, non-compete clauses, and their formal arrangements like you will write a blog post every other month, you will shoot a 4-minute video about how you use our product in your classroom and post it on our YouTube channel, you will give at least 3 talks per year about our product. And one of the concerns is whether tech companies are in fact taking advantage of teachers, because some of these clauses, we found one company that had a clause in their contract that said if anything goes wrong and we get sued, you, the teacher, are financially liable.
And so the teachers themselves who are engaging in this new relationship, new kind of relationship with tech companies, what do they say about why they do it and why it helps their kids?
I think there are all kinds of reasons. One is that, you know, we know that many teachers right now feel constrained. There are all these Common Core state standards they have to teach to students. There are all these standardized tests they have to give to students. And this is offering them the opportunity to, like, be creative, to give companies feedback. And, like, tech companies are the darlings of the United States right now. So your school may not want to know what you think, but a tech company in Silicon Valley wants to know what you think about their product, and they're going to listen to you and maybe change that classroom product to make it better. That's kind of a good feeling for teachers. And they also said that in exchange, they often get free, you know, $3,000 smart boards for their classroom, or $1,200 3D printers, or they get access to premium versions of these classroom apps. And they say that their schools couldn't afford that otherwise. So they feel like they are giving something back, getting something for their students, and they feel that there's a measure of altruism in it.
Right, and you do write about how teachers today often have to spend hundreds of dollars on buying supplies for their own classrooms. Many school districts across the country are strapped for funding right now, with state budgets being on rocky territory. So do you think that makes teachers, I mean, maybe not vulnerable, but maybe more interested in something like this than they would have been at a different time?
Look, I think that it's easy to understand why teachers would accept free classroom products from tech companies, right? Teachers want all the supplies they can get, and you know, the motivation is clear. The issue is, though, you know, you are a public school teacher, which is a civil servant, contracting with a private company to use that company's product in a public school classroom. And, like, if you think about it in a different way, let's say Google has some new social network for work, right? And Google reaches out to Facebook employees and says, hey, Facebook employees, can you test our new office social network at your office? Right? You could not imagine that happening. Mm. But this, you know, in a sense, a school is a nonprofit company. And the teachers are doing something in the classroom, and the classroom time is paid for by the school. So in a sense, like, taxpayers are subsidizing millions of dollars worth of free product testing and promotion for these companies.
Did the school districts that you spoke to have any concerns about this, or had anyone kind of thrown down a flag and said maybe this is a line that's being crossed?
So some of the administrators I spoke to said, you know, we are delighted to get all the free tech we can, and some of these programs come with free training for the teachers on these products, and then the teachers can come back and teach other teachers. And so they were happy about that part. Some did not know the obligations the teachers were taking on. They didn't know that teachers were signing these contracts, and in many school districts, teachers aren't allowed to sign contracts with private companies concerning what they do in the classroom. And then there were folks I interviewed who said, you know, what is the fact that teachers are being compensated? Because teachers are getting free $3,000 products, free $120 products. In some cases, some tech companies are giving them gift cards. In other cases, tech companies are flying them and putting them up in hotels to give talks about their products. Like, what is the impact of that on the teachers' choices? And so one school administrator said to me, like, if there are two, say, student online portfolios, and vendor A is giving swag and vendor B is not, is it possible that teacher is choosing vendor A's products because it came with swag, even though it's not the best fit for the classroom? So one of the questions is, how is this influencing the tools that are being used with students in public schools?
We're talking to Natasha Singer right now, technology reporter for the New York Times business section. She's been writing about how the tech industry is potentially influencing public school education. This is part of a series called Education Disrupted, and looking about whether a teacher might be influenced to bring in a particular bit of technology to the classroom because they had some free giveaways from the tech company itself. You know, that has some parallels that come up to the pharmaceutical industry, where physicians might be plied with meals or getaways and that kind of thing. And that studies are showing that after that happens, even one maybe small thing like a meal, that they're more likely than to dispense that medication to their patients. Is there a parallel here between the pharmaceutical industry and what's happening right now with technology and teachers?
These brand ambassador programs among teachers do seem very similar to the programs that drug companies set up to get top doctors to influence their peers. And as you pointed out, studies have shown that giving a doctor one free meal, and even a meal less than $20, has an effect of influencing the doctor to prescribe the medicine from the company they got the free meal from compared to other medicines. And if you think that, like, some doctors are earning several hundred thousand dollars or more per year, and a lunch of $20 is going to influence them, it raises questions about how these same kind of practices are influencing teachers.
And you wrote specifically about a third grade teacher in North Dakota. Her name is Kayla Delzer, who goes on speaking tours, and she promotes her teaching brand, which is a pretty big brand at this point. And every day her students tweet and post to Instagram from a classroom account. And here's what she had to say about that in a speech last year at Twitter headquarters.
When I finally got that Twitter account and I handed it over to them, suddenly they saw that the world was a lot bigger than Thief River Falls, Minnesota, or it was a lot bigger than Fargo, North Dakota. Now I teach in Mapleton, where I have 15 third graders, and the world is bigger than Mapleton. It's a lot bigger than Mapleton. So my kids were really able to start building their digital footprint, looking at our classroom brand, all sorts of things like that. It was real.
Can you talk a little bit about Kayla Delzer speaking there at Twitter headquarters? Her case is, it's a complex one. On the one hand, she really seems to believe, and, you know, maybe the case, that this is benefiting her kids and helping pollinate good ideas in education. On the other hand, you write about an instance where she goes into an agreement with a clothing store and gets her clothes for free. It gets a little sticky.
Yes. You know, I spoke to close to two dozen teachers who have brands, and she was one in North Dakota. I also visited some classrooms in Michigan. And, you know, it's different with each teacher. And, you know, one of the teachers in Michigan I interviewed was an English teacher, and he had his students read Romeo and Juliet, and then he had them rewrite it as if Romeo and Juliet were living today and were speaking to each other over instant messages or Twitter. And that really, you know, you really have to understand that Shakespeare play to be able to rewrite it in tweets. And so you can see that there's a place for technology in the classroom and that some teachers are using it to be more creative. But it also raises the question of, if a teacher has a relationship with a tech company in which they're receiving free stuff in order to promote it, and then they're going on to social media or their blogs and they're posting images or audio or video of their students using this product, and they're tagging the company in those posts, like, to what extent are they using their students to promote their own visibility and to kind of fulfill their requirements under the contract they have with this company?
Natasha Stinger is with us now, technology reporter for the New York Times business section, talking about how the tech industry has a potential right now to influence public school education. This is part of a series called Education Disrupted.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. When these teachers work as brand ambassadors, as we've been hearing, are they savvy entrepreneurs or crossing an ethical line? Are you a teacher brand ambassador yourself? What do you think of this idea of technology companies courting teachers in the way that physicians sometimes get perks from pharmaceutical companies? Or do you see this as a benefit for schools getting the free stuff, free technology that helps cash-strap schools and their students? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
We'll pick up our conversation in a little bit here on Central Time.
This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert, and we're continuing our conversation right now about the influence of tech companies on public school education. Those companies are, in some cases, recruiting teachers to serve as brand ambassadors for their products. Natasha Stinger stays with us. She's a New York Times technology reporter and has been writing about the impact of technology in classrooms.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of this idea? No big deal, or a big ethical gray area or past gray area? Do you think teachers should be doing this? Do you think technology companies should be doing this? Should there be guidelines in place in school districts? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.
And we go to our callers now. We've got George with us first from Wisconsin. George, hello.
Hi there.
Hi, what did you want to share?
I teach and we have a lot of things going on. It's not just tech companies that are doing this. There's industry in general who's trying to become schools' friends so that these kids can get sort of gleaned to working in their factories and this and that. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because you do need people that are able to work in factories or businesses and everything. Mm-hmm. But it seems like it's all inclusive. So a teacher who's put in this much time and can do something for themselves isn't too much different than any of these other people that are big business, small towns. There's fab labs going on, maker spaces, there's a number of names for it.
George, can I just ask you briefly what kinds of things that, say, a local company, a factory, to use your example, might be asking of a teacher?
Well, they're actually organized as groups to help create grants for schools to get technology, things like that. Hmm. And so, I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing, but they get their hands in this whole sort of concept as well.
All right, George, thank you for calling and bringing that up. Natasha, George painting a broader picture than the tech companies themselves.
No, I think that's true. And I think if we look back historically, Coca-Cola and Pepsi trying to get their machines in schools, or there were controversies when, there were scoreboards on football fields and could cigarette companies sponsor those. So the idea of companies or industry trying to influence schools is not a new idea. What's new is with tech, because everything is online and teachers can start using an app instantly. Before there was influence in schools on administrators, and now we're talking about direct influence on individual teachers.
George, thank you. Let's go to Buck next in Sturgeon Bay. Buck, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to say?
Yeah, I don't think this is a bad thing. I mean, come on. First of all, these teachers, a lot of them aren't, they're not getting their pay scales raised up, and I'm not a teacher. I'm not in the education system, but I see how, like someone said, they got to buy their own school supplies, and then along comes a little perk for their job. and we're going to rip on them because they're going to profit a little bit for it. How many kids are they positively affecting by maybe doing this? I mean, we should be looking for every edge we can. And if a technology company has an ethical product, you know, we just talked about soda and cigarettes. Yeah, we don't need to promote that to kids. But, you know, if it's a good technology product and there's a teacher with a gumption to help kids learn something new, and if he gets a little padding in his pocket, so what?
All right, Buck, thank you for your thoughts there on that. And Natasha Buck doesn't see anything wrong with this as teachers not getting pay raises, and also that this is helping kids ultimately. Is that sort of the prevailing thought right now?
You know, the education community is just beginning to think about what the ramifications of this are. And, you know, as I said earlier, we completely understand why teachers would want to get stuff for their classroom. But the problem is that the question is whether these companies are putting teachers at risk because there are actually laws and rules in place. So in some school districts, teachers aren't allowed to accept anything of value more than $10. In other school districts, it's $50. And, you know, there are teachers in New York who've gotten in trouble because parents bought them a computer, which was against the rules. So, you know, school districts have to make decisions for themselves. And then there's also a federal law that prohibits deceptive business practices like hidden advertising. And so to avoid breaking the law, teachers, anybody who promotes something that they've been given free products or a meal or anything of value to promote is supposed to disclose. And that would mean all these teacher ambassadors are on Twitter, every tweet pretty much ought to say ad or sponsored. Mm-hmm. And that's not going on. So one of the questions is, like, how does a teacher know when another teacher is recommending something, whether they truly like it or whether they like it, but they also have a company connection? So I think it's a question of transparency. I don't think the teacher's motives are in question.
Natasha, thanks a lot for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
That was Natasha Singer, technology reporter for the New York Times business section, taking a look at how tech firms can influence public schools.